I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The Engedi Resource Center is advancing Bible study by looking at the land and culture of the Bible. Engedi's Executive Director Bruce Okema says nearly 2,000 people in 35 countries participate in email Bible studies. Okema says they just began reaching out in more practical ways through installing water purification units through Water Missions International.
They were looking for a ministry component so that these units could be installed in the name of Jesus Christ and that could be used as not only humanitarian aid, but also an opportunity to share the love of God with those who may not have been exposed to that.
Next, World Vision teams are working to address a raging food shortage in Kenya. Teams are already working in five of the hardest hit areas with food distribution, as well as recovery projects. The region has experienced a crop failure of roughly 60%. So Kenyan believers and churches are partnering with World Vision to meet both physical and spiritual needs in this time. And the program is called Scripture Application and Leadership Training, or SALT. It's a program that's helping in Papua New Guinea following Bible translation. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says SALT helps people use their tools in everyday life, including evangelism. He says 400 families are working there.
That sounds like a lot of people, but not in comparison to the amount of language work that's going on there. There are over 800 unique languages on that island alone, about half of which still have no scripture. The others are their translations are in process.
During 2006, Wycliffe Associates is recruiting up to 150 volunteers to help these workers with SALT. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News' church bulletin inserts are a great way to keep missions in front of your church each month. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.